I have some good news. Let us all say good news. Because I'm telling you, I'm tired of hearing bad news. Everywhere you look around, bad news. This done happened. Somebody done got shot up. Somebody done, amen, out of here or whatever. But I have some good news this morning. I want to tell you, it don't matter what you're going through with, what your problem may be. I want you to know Jesus has the answer. Amen. And if we have a preaching topic this morning, well, it will be looking unto Jesus. Amen. Ain't that good news? Amen. Looking unto Jesus. Jesus is the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Huh? Jesus is the everlasting Father. I want to tell you, he's my doctor. And he is my comforter. Especially in times like these. My elder brother left me. But I'm so glad he didn't leave me alone, because God walks with me and he talks with me and he holds my hand. He let me know we can make it anyhow. And I do acknowledge that weeping endure for a night, and joy will come in the morning. I know God, the Lord, will never leave me nor forsake me. And he won't leave you either. So whatever you're going through with all this tragic things happening in this world, I want you to stay focused. Stay focused on Jesus. A lot of times we won't see a lot of diversity and a lot of trouble in the land, a lot of this and that, if we just look to Jesus. That's all I want to see. Amen. When I get to heaven, praise God, I'm not looking for Grandma or Aunt Sally, but I'm looking for Jesus. Praise God. See, when I see Jesus' face, then I know I am at the right place. Come on, somebody. Amen. Heaven is a holy place, filled with glory and with grace. Sin can never enter there. We got to make sure we walk a holy walk, live a holy life. We don't never know when we're going to lay down. We don't never know when our tongue will be glued to our mouths. We don't know. We don't know who's going to unloose our shoes. Huh? Come on, somebody. It is such a privilege to be standing and be walking in greatness with your head lifted up. Not that you're being proudful, but you're looking up to something greater. You're looking up to something mighty. Amen. Looking up to Jesus. Amen. Well, I want to let you know, whatever you're facing, we need to praise the Lord that we got a big God, that he's our refuge in the time of trouble. Yes, yes, yes. We are living in chaos. Trouble on every side. But I want to recommend you to look to Jesus. How many know he is the answer? He's the only one that can work it out. I know I might be your pastor, and you might give me your problems and troubles and tell me what's going on in your personal life, but I'm just a middleman. You may give it to me, and I turn around and give it to the Lord.
Glory.
Amen. Because it's too much for me.
Yes.
But it is a blessing that we got a Savior. It is a blessing that we have a deliverer.
Yes.
Amen. Somebody that don't get tired. Sometimes we get tired on the wayside. And we may say, hey, I don't hear enough of that. Let's change subjects. But I'm so glad God don't work that way. The Bible said he inclined unto our cry. Meaning that he leaned and he listened. Amen. Praise God.
Yes, he does.
And he don't listen and just leave it alone, but he listen and he work it out. How many know he's a fixer? While we trying to work it out and figure it out, he already worked it out. Amen. Ain't the Lord good? Yes, I want to tell you, I'm praying for this nation. I'm praying for this world. You know, we got people that jobless, homeless, and in this day and time, and speechless, in a fix. Don't even know where they're going to lay their heads at night. Amen. Used to have them good federal jobs, but now those jobs is no longer. Back in the day, when you had a federal job, you thought you had it going on. But this is the kind of day and the time we live in. Amen. And then I said, speechless. Some people can't say nothing. They're just so confounded. They're just so confused. They just feel so hopeless. But I recommend you. Can I give you a recommendation? Can I give you a recommendation? Jesus will fix it. Jesus will turn it around. Jesus will work it out. I know what I'm talking about, brothers and sisters. I don't have to read the magazine. Huh? I don't have to look on the bulletin board to see what God can do. But I know what God can do because he did it for me.
Amen.
Amen. He's an incredible God. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. Turn it over to him and let him work it out. I said, look to Jesus. Praise God. Let's turn to Hebrew. Amen. The 12th chapter here. I don't want but two verses. Hebrew 12. 1 and 2. Praise God. Amen. This is enough to save America. Praise ye the Lord. The Bible says, wherefore, seeing we all are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. Come on, somebody. Not one or two weights, not two or three or four, but let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. I want to tell you, church, it's time to quit walking. It's time to start running. Amen. Run this race with patience. The devil is on the warpath. The devil is chasing us. Praise God. You don't stop and give up, but you keep running. Running. Amen. To the hills of whence cometh thy help.
Praise God. Are we living in a time where we got to lay aside every weight? Amen. Lay aside that stuff that's stressing you out. Lay aside that worration. Lay aside that hardship. Praise God. Lay aside those thoughts that you meditating on and feel like you're just in a hopeless situation. But we got to lay it aside and look to Jesus. Praise God. That's the key to success. That's the key to greatness. Praise God. You got to have him in your life. Praise God. Amen. You know, weight sometimes hold us up and weigh us down. And we can't hardly move like we want to move. We can't hardly run like we need to run. But I'm here to tell you, church, in the fear of God, whatever weighing you down, whatever your concerns may be and feel like you can't get up. You know, people today are here, they're depressed and they can't get up. They don't want to feel like getting up and sleeping and amen, don't want to leave the homes and praise God, just depressed. But I want to tell you, let go and let the Lord fix it. Praise God. Look up to the hills of whence coming your help. Praise God. Lay it aside. Lay it aside. Every weight, praise God, and the sin. Sometimes that's why we don't get what we need for God, because we're trying to live two lives. Trying to be saved. You want to go to church and you want to testify and you want to shout on one leg. And then after you leave, you want to, go over here and do some things that you know you don't need to be doing. And amen. And praise God. But I'm here to tell you, we serve a God that searched the hearts and know your ways. Praise God. How many know he don't slumber nor sleep? He see you. He see you in the wee hours of the morning. Amen. He see you behind the oak tree. Yes, he do. Praise God. He knows you. Praise God. You cannot hide. And I want to tell you, I don't want to hide. Praise God. Let's lay it aside. Them things that plaguing you, those things that hindering you, those things that stopping you. Praise God. We got to be excited about Jesus. Amen. And you can't be excited when you're trying to be involved with this thing and that thing and looking over here to the right and looking over here to the left and praise God and nosy and trying to see everything. Praise God. Only thing I want to see is Jesus. Praise God. Amen. And I didn't just start seeing Jesus just 2 days ago, but I've been seeing Jesus for years. Praise God. I remember when I first got saved. Praise God. When I got saved and stayed saved, I got saved at 12. I got saved at 13. And then I got saved at 13 and a half. And praise God. Come on, somebody. I got saved and lost what I had. Come on here. Amen. So I got tired of that. I wanted something that will work. Amen. Work the judgment shock. Praise God. But when I got 16, praise God. Amen. I kept hanging in there. Praise God. Hey, I ain't going to say that every day was Sunday. I'm not going to say I didn't stumble. I will not say I didn't fall. But I did get up and brushed off and start again. Come on, somebody. Ain't God good in here? No need to wallow. No need to stay on the floor. Get up. I said, get up and start again. Praise God. How many know a quitter will never win and a winner will never quit? Praise God. We got to keep on keeping on. Ain't God good in here? Praise God. God will help us. He will help us. Praise God. So keep fire. Keep your fire burning. Keep your soul on fire for God. Praise God. Regardless what you see. Oh, amen. Regardless what you hear. Praise God. There are some disturbing things sometimes you hear. But don't give up on God. Amen. How many know trouble don't last always? How many know weeping endure for a night? But joy will come in the morning time. Amen. Praise God. If you're going to weep, weep at night. Praise God. But when 12:01 come, amen. Rejoice in the Lord. Praise God. Ain't God good in here? Amen. He's a wonderful God. I wouldn't trade him for nothing. Praise ye the Lord. Because amen. In times like these, we need a Savior. A Savior that will stick with us. A Savior that will not forsake us. He said, I will. I stand on his promises. He said, I will not forsake you. Praise God. I would never leave you. Huh? Praise God. Amen. Sometimes you could, you know, these committed wives and these committed husbands supposed to be able to, amen, not to give up and forsake the husband and the wife. And sometimes those wives and those husbands say, you know what, honey, I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. Amen. Sometimes that they have a mind concept, a great mind concept. Amen. But sometimes they still will leave. But I'm so glad. I said, I'm so glad when God says so. Amen. When he say he will never leave you and not forsake you, we can go to the bank on that one. Hello. We can stand on his word. Amen. How many know his word is certain? How many know his word is sure? How many know the word will stand the judgment shock? Praise God. Get wrapped up. Get wrapped up, someone, brothers and sisters. Get wrapped up and tied up and tangled up in Jesus. Hello in here. And he'll keep you moving on. How many know? Anybody know anything about that? Amen. I say, anybody know anything about that? Praise God. Won't he do it? Amen. I say, won't he do it? Amen. Hallelujah. All right. We're getting ready to close now. We're getting ready to come to the conclusion of our message. But I like that second verse. It said, looking unto Jesus. Amen. I want to tell you, whatever you're going through with, whatever your problem may be, whatever's upsetting you, amen, whatever family problem you're going through with, amen, look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. We're not talking and praying and serving a peon God that cannot do nothing. Amen. We serving our awesome God. He started this thing and he's going to end it. Amen. He's the author of this and he's the finisher of our faith. Praise God. Amen. We talking about somebody that know how to keep us moving on. Amen. I'm not going to quit. I will not throw the towel in. I will not, amen, let nothing here, sisters and brothers, hinder me. Amen. Amen. Somebody, amen, might try to hinder you or try to make you give up and give out, but you keep going on. Look to Jesus. He'll give you the boost. He'll give you the energy. Amen. He'll help you to keep going on. Amen. That's a song we sing sometime. What did it say? I love that song. Number 223. I mean. Now, y'all looked at me kind of funny. I'm not mean. I'm good. I'm nice. But the song said, I mean to go right on until the crown is won. I mean to fight the fight of faith until life on earth is done. I will not never turn back, huh? Defeat I shall not know, for God will. Hallelujah. I said, for God will give me the victory if only I go right on. Come on, somebody. Amen. Can I quote that second verse? Should oppositions come? It's coming. It's coming. We might well say, come on. Welcome. It's coming. Amen. But the Lord is coming too. The battle ain't yours, is God. Opposition. I got somebody. You try to oppose me. Amen. But I got somebody to handle my problem. That's why I can smile. Somebody said you always happy. He's always smiling. Why? Because I know the man. This thought came to me. I remember the Lennon family got in a crisis a few years back. We got on the news. Amen. Something happened.
with my brother Emmanuel. And we was in court, praise God, trying to let the judge know the true story. Amen. And anybody that know Brother Lennon, my dad, he liked to hum. I don't care where he in court. Amen. He's a humming. And then he's, you know, kind of smiling. And the judge looked at him. He says, "Sir, this is a serious matter. What are you smiling about?" My dad said, "Jesus." He said, "Jesus." He said, "Cole, my son is innocent. I don't have to frown because I know God will work it out." Hello, somebody. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. Stand on his promise. Believe in his word. And through it all, the judge was surprised that thing worked to the glory of God on my father's behalf. So you can't tell me what God cannot do. Amen. We don't have to be all frowning and crying and moping and grumbling and complaining. Come on here. Rejoice in the Lord. Praise God. Amen. To God be the glory. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy, not grief, who for the joy that was set before him, what did he do? Endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. My Jesus is at the right hand of the throne of God. Praise God. Praise God. So we don't have to be all down and out and, amen, moping to the ground. We can look up and say, glory, hallelujah, anyhow, praise ye the Lord. So we got to get this message, because the times that we're living in, if we don't understand how to look to Jesus at these difficult times, we will not survive. Amen. And you notice sermons that I've been preaching in the last few weeks, it's all about glorifying God, rejoicing in the Lord, looking to Jesus. God is the answer. He will fix it. Amen. I'm a firm believer. So what, upon conclusion, I want you to know, look unto the hills of whence cometh thy help. Our help come from the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Only thing we need to do is thanking him, because he's going to work it. He's going to fix it. We just need to glorify. Amen. Sometimes that's why we don't get our help like we need, because we won't give him no honor and praise. We don't glorify him. We don't, amen, lift him up and let folks know God is real and he can fix it. He can turn it around. Amen. It might look minor, but we just need to change our glasses. We need to take my eyeglasses off and put on the eyeglasses of Jesus. That makes the difference. When you look through his vision, when you look through his eyeglasses, it looks small. It looks repairable. But when we look in our eyeglasses, it looks big and terrible and look like it cannot work. But I want to tell you what, factor in Jesus. Huh? And he will make the difference. God bless you.